Members of the Republican Minority Caucus in the Alaska House have been at the center of the most contentious arguments in the legislature this year. Past minorities have used their power to influence state policy, but the Republican caucus has pushed further. While their approach is new, it's rooted in frustrations building among some Republican legislators and voters for years. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
When legislators ended the session early last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, budget negotiators tied a vote that would lead to a $1,000 permanent fund dividend to funding the emergency response to the pandemic. It passed, with no votes to spare. Homer Republican Representative Sarah Vance voted against it, despite being a supporter of larger dividends. And a day later, Vance told talk radio host Michael Dukes that her caucus was unlikely to allow a similar vote to pass again.
If it had been any other year,
we would have
done it. We would have called their bluff.
A year later, this spring, proved Vance right. This time, the vote would allow for dividends of $1,100. And this time, it failed, leaving dividend funding at just over $500. After the vote, Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed the remaining amount, so there may be no PFDs this year. At the center of this debate are most members of the Republican House Minority Caucus, who joined Vance this time in voting no on drawing money for PFDs and other programs. The Republican legislators' concerns have been brewing for a long time. They believe that there should be much deeper cuts in state spending and that dividends should be much larger. Interviews with some of the members show why things have come to a head. Kevin McCabe of Big Lake was among those who voted no. The vote also would have funded construction projects in the Matanuska-Susitna borough, McCabe's home. He says there was too much pressure to vote yes.
I hate being bullied in the six or so projects that they put into the CBR that were specifically directed at the MATSU to obtain my vote. Frankly, I termed it bully budgeting.
McCabe is among eight first-term House Republicans. All of them voted no on the deal. McCabe likes Dunleavy's proposal to resolve the size of PFDs through a constitutional amendment. New proposals to cut spending or increase state revenue would be addressed later. And McCabe says there's an advantage to dealing with proposals to cut spending after the dividend is set. It would force cuts that the legislature has been unwilling to make.
Frankly, I'm a conservative small government kind of guy, and I believe our government continues to grow.
North Pole Republican Representative Mike Prox also voted against the deal. On top of that, he voted against making the budget date effective on July 1st. The failure of that vote in the House led Dunleavy to say that much of state government would shut down. The shutdown was prevented during a special session in late June. Prox says he's advocating for his principles.
Yeah, nobody wants to shut down the government, put all the employees and all the programs under this much uncertainty. Nobody wants to do that. But we, the public, have been talking about this for going on 20 years when it comes right down to it.
Prox wants votes on the three constitutional amendments proposed by the governor, or at least something similar that would put the dividend in the Constitution, limit spending, and require public votes on new taxes. Fairbanks Democratic Representative Adam Wall says the new Republican minority has gone further in its demands than previous minority caucuses have. He says for the legislature to function, the minority can have some say, but ultimately, their power should be limited.
When I was in the minority, did I feel like I had a lot of influence? Not really. I mean, we could hold up a three-quarter vote on the CBR for certain budget items. But, you know, there's a price to pay to be in the minority, and there's a reward for being in the majority.
Wohl says the minority caucus Republicans' numbers don't add up. Wohl has proposed a bill to change the dividend formula and introduce an income tax, among other provisions. The measure is intended to balance the budget in the long run. Wohl notes that none of the minority caucus Republicans have put forward a detailed plan.
I'm waiting for them to put out a plan that's a balanced budget plan into the future with balancing revenues and expenditures, including the PFD, without overdrawing the fund. That's what I'm waiting for.
A legislative special session is scheduled to begin on August 2nd. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.